All this had been achieved within 3 months of the first public meeting on the 26th of July. This was no mean achievement, considering that it had been the result of voluntary efforts by people who had other responsibilities. A second public meeting was held on the 26th of November, chaired by the Mayor of Cape Town. The meeting included a demonstration by blind pupils from the Worcester School for the Blind. The Mayor commented that he was disappointed at the poor attendance, although £19 was raised by a collection. The Executive Committee met on the 12th of January 1927 and confirmed that a trust deed and constitution was being drawn up to allow the transfer of the property in Athlone, which was named Ravens Court. The property consisted of 7 rooms, which could accommodate a classroom and residential quarters for the pupils and staff. A grand charity concert featuring an orchestra and chorus was held on the 26th of April 1927. And according to an article in the Cape Times, quote, "there was a large and appreciative audience which nearly filled the City Hall." The income from the concert added to the £917 that had already been raised by donations from the public and commercial organisations enabled the committee to purchase the property in the suburb of Athlone and to appoint a teacher. The committee then turned its attention to the question of the appointment of staff for the school. Information relevant to the appointment of a teacher was recorded in 2 archives, that of Henshaw's Blind Institute in Manchester and files of the Society for the Propagation of the Gospel in Foreign Parts, the SPG, held in the Oxford University Bodleian Library. Henshaw's was a charitable organisation which began its work in Manchester, supporting blind people, in 1837. The SPG was a London-based Christian organisation, founded in 1701, whose aim was to spread the gospel to overseas countries by various means, including the establishment of educational facilities and the funding of teaching staff. Correspondence exchanged between the SPG in London and the Bishop of Pretoria in October 1926 provided an insight into the complex sequence of events which led eventually to Mrs. Isabel Lawrence being appointed as teacher at the Athlone School for the Blind. The background to Mrs. Lawrence's appointment was discovered in records of Henshaw's Blind Institute report of 1919-20, which contained a reference to a Miss I. Clark on the list of the elementary school teaching staff in 1919. The report from 1918 had a reference to Mr. Lawrence as being on the staff, occupying the position of boys' supervisor. Subsequent events indicate that Samuel Lawrence and Isabel Clark became engaged in 1919 and resigned from their positions at Henshaw's Institute to enable Samuel to take up an offer from the SPG in the autumn of 1920. This offer was for Samuel Lawrence to be appointed as principal of St. Thomas's School in Kuching, a coastal settlement in Sarawak on the island of Borneo, which is now part of Malaysia. Isabel accompanied him to Kuching, and they married in December 1920.